Gordon Wood, Coolmine Rugby Club. You've had a nice win today. You're into the last eight of the All-Ireland Cup, and things are shaping up nicely as the season progresses.
Yeah, we're delighted now to have got past this one. We haven't had the greatest start to the season, but having said that, it's a lovely win today. Home win, great game from Westport as well, but thankfully we got just the upper hand a wee bit there before the break. Second half wasn't a high scoring, just one score, but look, we'll take our little win when we get it, you know.
Great clubhouse here, brilliant pitch. I mean, you've done a lot of work over the last maybe 10 years or so to put this facilities in place here in Ashbrook. How proud are you of that?
Well, personally, I'd be very proud of it. I mean, there's a lot of us here around for since the very start. Our pitches are in good order. We spent a lot of money on them this year. Thanks very much to the sports department, the Department of Tourism and Sport, our local minister, Leo Vradker, is head of that department now, and we applied for some grant aid and we got it, and we were very lucky over the years as well to have other grants as well. So that's the reason you see the facilities we have. I think we spent our money wisely. We have good floodlighting, we have very good pitch services, good training areas, so yes, there's a lot of good things this government is doing as well, you know.
Yeah, and it's in the middle of a community that probably is well served by sporting, or needs to be well served by sporting clubs, because you're on the edge of the city and you're right here for everyone to use. You have a lot of good, you have a very strong underage setup as well.
We have. We're in the middle of one of the biggest, you know, 6 years ago, we were the biggest growing section of Dublin City, West Dublin here, all around Castleknock, Clonsilla, Blanchardstown. We started our rugby in Coolmine, which is just the western side of Blanchardstown there. So, you know, we have a great catchment area. You know, all we'd hope to do is bring in a lot of young guys. Our minis and youths are thriving. We've 350 plus kids, all the families all involved. So look, we had a lovely day today. Before the match started, we invited our Westport friends to a pre-match lunch, and with that we had all our youths coaches, because they get nothing out of this other than watching their kids play. They spend Saturday and Sunday mornings here, so we said we'd give them a glass of wine and a bite to eat, and we had a lovely day. So along with we invited all our past captains and presidents and any life members that are in the area. So it was one of the nostalgic days today. So, great day all round.
Yeah, and this All-Ireland Cup, it's something you'd love to win if you could push on in it?
Oh, it is. I mean, the All-Ireland Cup, I mean, it's a prestigious competition. The top four of each provincial league are the only people that can enter it. So you're invited into it through the results of your previous season's escapade. So from that point of view, you know, we'd love to continue. We got beaten just by 2 points, 37-35, in this same league or this same cup last year in the north of Ireland by Clogher. So we're delighted now that we could take our western friends here and maybe get a couple of points on them as well. So look, we're looking forward to the quarterfinals, and let's see how we get on.